Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
We are coming to you live from the Seaport, brought to you by Patron. Perfection starts with Patron. Here on ESPN Radio and Sirius XM Channel 80. Click more on the lower right-hand corner of the ESPN app, by the way. It's in your pocket, in your phone right now. Click more, scroll down to live radio. You are not tethered to your car. You're at, wow, I'm at work. I want to hear my guys. Just, we're portable. Listen to us on the app live. We are presented by Progressive Insurance.
Yeah, we are portable. Walk take us anywhere, anywhere you go. Yeah.
Guys, we
you
have
even
here.
Listen to us in the shower.
We have here a man who is a member of the most important football team ever.
Why are you whispering?
New York Football Giants.
Why are you whispering? Is that like the intrigue?
Xavier McKinney, okay. Giant safety with us now. Good morning, Xavier.
Morning. How you guys doing?
How you doing, brother?
Doing well.
You know why I'm doing well? Because when your football team wins, I think your life is like 15% better. I think my life is 15% better than it was last year because of the New York Football Giants. Tell me about the growth of Daniel Jones this season.
Man, I think his growth has been great. Just obviously seeing the time and work that he's put in each and every day. Just of building, making sure that he's getting better. It's been great to see. Obviously, we've all loved it, and we've all loved, just watching them grow.
X, when you had a chance to go up against Minnesota and go into Minnesota and get this victory, what did the emotional ride feel like knowing that this team, this organization, has been in the dumps for the last several years?
Honestly, it felt great, man. The last 2 years, obviously, that I've been here, it's been a rough little journey. But just to kind of see, all the hard work kind of finally paying off, it's been great to see. It's been, great to be a part of. But for us right now, we're just trying to keep building, keep getting better. And, we're trying to keep stacking these wins.
Xavier, as an ex-athlete, I try to tell people every day, who you get coached by matters, man. It matters. And not every player is so transcendent they can just come into an organization and regardless of whoever the coach is, just continue to elevate, right? Like the vehicle or the strategies that your coaches have around you, how they communicate with you, all that stuff is imperative. How has Brian Daboll helped elevate the culture of the Giants organization?
I think he's done a great job from, since he came in of just, basically just shifting the whole energy of the building. I think we all realized it, once he came in, once we had our first team meeting, we felt his presence. The first day he came in, we felt his energy. So we just wanted to build off of that. He always made sure to push us. He continued to push us no matter the day. But he also, just looked out for us whenever he could. We always say he's a player's coach. He's very just transparent. You could talk to him about anything. And, you could just have those conversations with him. So it's just been great to have him here. He's been a great coach, just for us. And, he's just been great around the whole building. So, we can't thank him enough.
Xavier McKinney, Giants safety, with us on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. Who coaches you matters, and also the health of the team at the moment they play matters. You didn't play against the Eagles because of you had an off-the-field accident, and it kept you out of that game. But you're ready to play in this game, and now Jalen Hurts, on the other hand, doesn't seem to be 100%. What do you think what kind of an effect do you think you can have on this game?
Well, obviously, I think, on any game that I could have a big-time effect. obviously we're working on that game plan right now. But, you know, obviously we know that, you know, Jalen has went through, you know, some injuries this year. But I know, me personally, but just, you know, playing with him, just knowing the type of person that he is and the type of player that he is, I know that he'll be ready to go on Saturday. But for me, it's just making sure that I prepare, getting ready for the game on Saturday, and you know, doing whatever I can, wherever I need to be, wherever the coaches need me to be, and playing my best football that I play. So you know, that's going to continue to be the plan for me. Obviously, for the team and for the defense, we're going to try to play our best game because the best game is going to be needed. So we know it's going to be a challenge, but it's going to be fun and it's going to be competitive.
Key, like when we talk about how to answer questions, that's perfect right there, right? That's perfect. That's perfect. It reflects a guy who's mission-focused, who turns it right around, gives the other team no bulletin board material. Perfect.
Well, he's still young. Right, he's still young, and he's still trying to figure out. So he's gonna say everything that he's supposed to say, 100%. Right? I mean, that's just he's young dude. So he gonna you know, he's just trying to look, man. He's just trying to get to the stadium. He's not trying to cause any problems for anybody. Ain't that right, X? You just trying to get to the stadium, man.
That's it, man. I'm just trying to get to Saturday, man. That's about it.
And not team of those guys.
And not go for the play action fake and looking in the backfield and get the ball thrown over your head. I get it. Yeah, don't listen to Max.
Trying to do a trick play on me, man.
That's right. No, you were perfect. That was a test.
How different is this Eagles team? Now, we can see it from the outside, watching the scoreboard and picking up A.J. Brown and all the different stuff like that. But how different is this team from last season when y'all played against them?
They're a lot different, man. They obviously they got a lot of talent. You know, they added a lot of pieces, especially on the offensive side. I mean, you add A.J. Brown, and that makes your offense that much better. So, you know, even last year, the years before, they were talented, but they were, you know, they just were always missing that one piece, and they got it. And, you know, that's what makes them, you know, really special. So, like I said, man, it's gonna be a tough, you know, a tough challenge. This will be our third time playing them, so it'll be tough. But we'll be ready to go. I think, you know, we've all done a great job of preparing so far. And we know what type of game it's going to be. So for us, you know, we going into it with the same mentality we had last week. You know, we're going to go out there and fight. We're going to go out there and compete. And we're going to try to go out there and just get a win.
So, X, this is the last thing I got for you. What would you rather have happen in this game for you? A hit, scoop, and score. I'm talking about one of them nice hits that's going to make highlights, scoop and score.
Yeah.
Or pick six to the house.
I'm taking the pick six to the house, man. I ain't got one of those in a little minute, so you know, that's what I'll be looking to do. You know, obviously, either way, it'll be a turnover. So, however I can get it, it will be great. But I want that pick six for sure.
Xavier McKinney, ladies and gentlemen, Giants safety. Best of luck, and boy, do I mean that. Against the Eagles.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you guys. Appreciate you for having me.
I don't know. Jay, I might want the hit, scoop, and score.
Why?
Because I get two things out of it.
Yeah.
Actually, I get three. I get the hit, I scoop, and I score. The pick six, I only catch it and I go to the house. See, the hit, you're going to slow-mo it. You're going to look at it. Then I'm going to scoop it. And I'm gonna score.
Don't want. Too I know much attention. He's young. You don't want to sound like Aaron Rodgers.
He's young. He's not an all pro. He's not famous like that. I get it.
You scoring the game, Key. You didn't tell me that if you get that pick six or the scoop score, you guys were winning. I want you to turn into what you like. It seems very selfish.
I wasn't asked a question. I was just so.
I thought he answered every question perfectly. I know he's young. He's not like famous like Aaron Rodgers, that kind of player, everything like that.
Of course he's going to answer every question.
But the point is, some athletes throughout their career answer questions like that.
He's a second-year guy, Max.
But in year 10, some guys are still giving you that answer. If you ask him something about themselves, they turn it around, are you know, complimentary where they need to be of the other team, so there's no bulletin board material. Doesn't matter what context. You could never take what he said out of context and make it sound bad for anybody, right? That, staying like that is okay. What – like, I brought up Derek Jeter before. That's what he always
Okay, did. Now put him in a room with two of his boys and let them do an hour-long podcast, and let's see what he says.
That's a good point.
Instead of him calling into a national radio show.
That's a very great point.
I think different environments get different points of
POVs out of people, perspectives. You know,
I got to hear Derek Jeter on Drink Champ, see if they got him to say anything. Noriega gets it out of everybody. I got to see if Nori was able to get it out of Jeter, but I never heard Jeter step in it. Aaron Rodgers says, we're talking about this, because Aaron Rodgers told A.J. Hawk and Pat McAfee on the Pat McAfee show he can win an MVP again in the right situation. And, of course, guys like me and me jump all over it. Ah, see that? He's not talking about the team. And Jay's like, oh, timeout. It's what he was asked. We're taking it out of context, but I still think it reflects something. We're not picking up nothing. We're picking up something.
You're picking up
something. And we're correlating it to, not just me, Jay, correlating it to others too. Wait a minute. One championship, that level of talent, that many good teams. Are the two things connected? Or is that a stretch? Is that a reach? Am I just playing radio? Bad media.
Jay look like a bank robber.
Because like I'm wearing a hat. I look like a bank robber.
888-SAY-ESPN. Amen. We're going to try and talk Jay out of robbing this
Don't
bank.
Profile
888 say ESPN.
Be careful how you profile.
We're going to play hot news or not news.
Where's your note?
Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max.
Can't wear a hoodie or a hat now.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Electric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Electric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio. Kimberly A. Martin, ESPN NFL reporter and co-host of First Take Her Take with, boy, that's quite a crew, Charlie Arnold and L. Duncan. New episodes available every Wednesday, whenever, wherever you listen to your podcasts. Hot News or Not News is brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook. Make every moment more. Are you ready?
What up, sis?
What's going on? What's going on? Yes, I'm ready, Max. Yes.
No interaction between you and Key this morning, I see.
He looks tired. I don't know if he looks kind of out of it, so I'm going to leave him alone.
I think he touched that stove once too often.
Okay, all right.
No comment.
And it's hot. Hot news or not news. Aaron Rodgers says he can win MVP again in the right situation.
The right situation. It's hot news because have we not been through enough with this storyline? Have we not talked about Aaron Rodgers? The idea that he thinks, it's not a question of whether he thinks he can play. It's, I can play, but do I want to play in Green Bay? Is that where I'll be? Guys, just buckle up. We're going to have another crazy offseason debating Aaron Rodgers' future.
Yeah, it's hot news. A lot of what Kim said, I said earlier about he's putting Green Bay Packers front office on notice again. So hopefully it doesn't carry into a long extended offseason of every single day. Hopefully he shortens it and it only lasts a couple weeks, and then it'll go away, and he'll say, I'm going back.
It lasts all offseason.
I feel like it's hot news. That's true, yeah. Sounds like a radio show, TV show host.
It's hot news. I mean, the three things that are hot right now is Aaron Rodgers going to play? Is Tom Brady going to play? Right. And, oh, the Bears have the first pick in the draft. Are they going to trade Justin Fields? No, the Bears aren't going to trade Justin Fields. Yes, Tom Brady's going to play next year. And, yes, Aaron Rodgers will be back in Green Bay.
Right, okay? because that's the non-news outcome. The newsy outcome was if any of those things don't happen.
Exactly.
Yeah, Jay's 100% right. Hot news or not news, Lamar Jackson posting a possible message to the Ravens on social media. He amplified someone who'd written, here it is, when you have something good, you don't play with it. You don't take chances losing it. You don't neglect it. When you have something good, you pour into it. You appreciate it. Because when you take care of something good, the good thing takes care of you.
Sounds
too.
Like some of my past relationships.
Listen. Jeez. Lamar said, like, this is something that, like, you would post if your man's not doing right, and it's like, you want to act up? Because somebody else will treat me better.
See? Lord, have mercy.
Let's be honest. That's what it, me reading that, I was like, okay, I'm with it. Here's the thing.
I think Kimberly has a million pairs.
Now, Kim, you going to have everybody looking for your post.
Hey, Kim, I need some stories now.
With Kimberly, it's like,
you're right, Kim.
Kimberly's like, wait a minute, you're not going to get me my 200th pair of Jordans? Well, somebody else will.
Somebody else will. No, but in all honesty, I think it'd be wonderful if the Ravens, when they have their presser tomorrow on Thursday, announce we have signed Lamar Jackson to a record-breaking deal. That would be amazing.
And newsy, unlike the other stories, that would be the news.
Right. But the fact that Lamar sort of is feeding into all the speculation without speaking to us directly, besides the injury, that's newsy to me.
One thing. Real quick, Max. Kimberly buys her own shoes.
Of course she buys her own shoes.
I got you, Kimberly. Kimberly's a major media star.
Go ahead, Key.
I was going to say it's hot news because Lamar, too, is sending a message to the Ravens, just doing it in a different way. And he's kind of getting tired of the passive-aggressive approach by some of the Ravens front office people in media. He's just getting tired of it. And now it can be salvageable. There's no question about it because money talks and you know what else walks. And at the end of the day, Lamar just wants his money. So, but it is hot news because you're barking kind of up the wrong tree with an athlete. When he starts to take this type of approach, you got to watch out.
And just real quick, Jay, that's the problem. Kimberly buys her own shoes. That's why she has to bring up the fact that you have to treat her right. You see what I mean? She's got to buy all her Jordans herself. Maybe it'd be nice if she didn't have to buy all her Jordans herself. Go ahead.
So I'll say this hot news around Lamar because I see this percolating to the point where even if they do franchise tag him, if you're Lamar, you watch Deshaun Watson force his way out of a situation. So, you want to franchise tag me? Okay, cool. I'll still force my way out.
Man, it is scorching hot news. Mm-hmm. The litmus test is this for me, Jay, and you encapsulated it before. If this happens, is it news? No. Like if Rodgers comes back to Green Bay, if Brady plays again next, is that news? No. But if the Ravens sign Lamar, that is news.
Been waiting.
And when this dude amplifies that, basically saying, come on, man, what are we, babies? He's saying, I'm not being treated right. Mm-hmm. By the way, you can read even deeper into it. Oh, you want me to play on a bad knee? Did you pay me like you want me to play on a bad knee?
Ooh.
I think it's scorching hot news. Mm-hmm. Kimberly A. Martin, ESPN NFL reporter with us. Keyshawn J. Willimax, ESPN Radio. The Cowboys sticking with Brett. How do you say his name? I always forget. Maher?
Brett Maher. Is it?
No, it's Maher.
Maher, right?
No, it's not Maher. It's like,
it's not like it's Bill Maher?
It's Maher, I think.
I think it's Maher.
Is it Maher?
I think it's Maher. It's not Maher. It's not Maher. First of all,
Key says my name, Kim. So I'm not really listening
not
to him on
advice?
Pronunciation.
Kim. What's wrong with that?
Okay.
Kimberly.
Right.
At least I address you.
They're sticking with a kicker who missed five consecutive and four in the same game. Extra points in the playoffs, four of them in a row.
This is big news because to watch a player literally have the yips in real time, it got to be like, wow, we missed another one. And it escalated to, this is actually painful to watch. I feel bad for him. Mm. Teams will cut kickers for less. So the fact that the Cowboys are sticking with him, I do love that for him because I'm hoping that he can come back and actually do his job effectively against the 49ers. But if he misses any PATs, any field goals, that's going to be a big deal for the Cowboys.
You know, it's hot news because it's newsworthy and he missed all the kicks or whatnot. But it would be even hotter news if they said that they brought a kicker in to apply some pressure to him, to, you know, just kind of be on the practice squad, hang around, work out, whatever the case may be. Because when that kicker sees that other kicker, he's going to get his stuff in line.
Yeah. I think this is white hot news. You're sitting here telling me that if we're breaking down, I still think the 49ers are a better team. But if we're looking at a lot of things saying they're somewhat even, if it comes down to a one possession game or somewhere close where your kicker has the yips and you need something on the line, it feels like a very Cowboy-ish thing to happen to the Cowboys.
I think it's hot news. Again, I'll apply the J litmus test. Had they brought someone in, I don't think that's especially newsy, actually. Key, mm-hmm. I have a different point of view. Mm-hmm. Like, of course, if you miss four straight and you're in the playoffs, they're going to get – the fact that they're keeping him to me is the news.
Yes. Yeah.
But they're not – but the thing is they're not going to – they're not going to release a guy in the middle of a playoff run who misses field goals. They just – where are you going to get the other kicker at? The reason that he's on the roster is because he's good. The other kickers that you would be bringing in, they're on the streets because they were not good enough to make a team initially.
That's a good point. Jalen Hurts not worried about the Giants targeting his shoulder. Big Dexter Lawrence coming through. Hot news or not news?
I don't think it's news only because the shoulder is news, right? But the idea that Jalen Hurts, every week people are gunning for Jalen Hurts. The minute he takes off with the football, the minute he stands in the pocket, there are D linemen, there are people trying to tackle him, bring him down. So I don't think it's news that the Giants are going to, like, I don't think the Giants necessarily will do anything different. Every week defenders say, we're going to go after this guy. Like, we've got, like, Josh Allen, like, you got to take him down. We got to wrap him up. Jalen Hurts, I think it's the same thing.
It's not hot news because I think Jalen Hurts will know how to protect himself. You won't see the same sort of Jalen Hurts running the football. You will see him run the ball, but it's going to be running out of bounds, sliding down, protecting himself.
As I said, Key, I think it's somewhat hot news because, you know, we talk about him and Josh Allen designed run plays. Like, that's what actually makes him so effective. And I'm not saying his deep ball is inaccurate because he has a high accuracy as well, but it almost makes him less dimensional if you're worried about something. That's
it makes
pretty
him
big news.
Unguardable, undefensible. You can't defend the Eagles' offense when Jalen Hurts can run and is good, you know, like physically, because he can throw and run. What are you going to do? Yeah, I think it's hot news. I think Shane Steichen, that's the offensive coordinator, came from the Chargers for the Eagles, has done a great job this year. However, against the Bears, I want to say it was week 15, he leaves Hurts in, and they're designing runs for him at a point where you really didn't need to, and he wound up getting hurt, and Coach Sirianni covered for him, right? Well, so Hurts is going to be okay because he's superhuman.
Well, yes.
And then eventually admits, no, man, this dude is he's hurt, and now the reporting is that he's still hurt. So, yeah, that Giants defense, and they can rush the passer now. They got guys who can come on. Oh, Jalari is okay. And, you know, he's really good when he's in, and he got taken out of the last game, but he's going to be good for this game. And Thibodeau and then Dexter Lawrence. It's a lot coming at that guy. Yeah, I think it's hot news. I hope it is anyway. Kimberly A. Martin.
Of course you do, Giants
fan. You just
built
it up for yourself.
Yes, an NFL reporter. Giants have a shot to win this thing. That's all I'm saying. And if Hurts was 100%, not as good a shot. Like, let's be honest. If Hurts was 100%, I think they might win the Super Bowl, but I don't know that he is. All right. Coming up, have Dak and the Cowboys put any doubt about their ability to get this whole thing done to bed? Is that put to bed? Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Booger McFarland said, "Let's stop the Dak questions, please. Is he right, Key? Does one game do that?"
People are going to try to move the goalposts. Can you say that he played phenomenal in the playoffs? Absolutely. Can he continue this? Absolutely. Do I think that people need to get off his back and quiet down? Yes, all of those things. And Booger's completely right.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio, joined now by Chris Canty.
Can I just say I appreciate y'all being heavy with the Jay-Z this morning? Yeah, I appreciate that.
Usually are.
Appreciate that.
By the way,
could have been any way in the world. But you're here with me.
But you're here with me.
Is he different, Jay?
I was with the Cowboys for 4 years, Max.
And how long with the Giants?
4 years.
And where did you win your Super Bowl? I forgot. Just remind me.
This is a New York Giants Super Bowl ring, by the way. I don't know if people can pick up on that. See that? Yeah. For those of you listening to your cars, this is a Tiffany's Super Bowl ring.
Ooh,
yeah.
Wow. Tiffany's.
Yeah, we had our Super Bowl ring ceremony at Tiffany's on Fifth Avenue. Yeah.
Okay, I see you with the Apple. I mean, they do. I see with the Apple Watch.
We do it a little bit different with Big Blue.
Yeah.
A little different.
I mean, I'm wearing the Apple Watch just because I felt like the Panerai would be too much.
Yeah,
Chris Canty.
I have too much weight on one hand. Too much weight, really?
Yeah, you're imbalanced.
You really have changed, I see.
Yeah, man. I mean, listen, Key, I ain't worth all
that,
of it.
You're not that young guy from the Cowboys, you know, with the big jeans on, with the
Chris changed,
Key, I love the hood, but I ain't worked this hard to stay in the hood. I'm just saying, that's just what it is. My life is supposed to change. You work hard, your life changes a little
bit. Yeah, people are mad because they didn't change along with you, right?
Yeah.
Well,
I think they're just mad because I'm 6'8", 340 pounds.
So you had a slight advantage.
Allowed life to change.
You ain't even changed your size.
Chris Canty is the co-host
Don't
of
ever
Canty
lie to yourself.
Carlin,
size matters.
3 to 7 p.m. Eastern. You can hear it right here daily on ESPN Radio and, of course, ESPN Plus. All right, how do you feel about Dak coming off that game, Chris?
Man, Dak was outstanding. If he plays like that, he can make it a fourth quarter game against anybody. Like, that's what you want from your quarterback. And I didn't expect that we would see him perform like that based off of how he played in the second half of the regular season. But, guys, he was great when it came to situational football. He was outstanding with the second reaction plays, going above the X's and O's, quarterback scrambles, something that we haven't necessarily seen Dak do a whole lot of since the ankle injury. I mean, he had 3 quarterback scrambles, 2 for first downs in that game against the Bucs. Then you looked at how well he performed on third down, and he was absolutely perfect in the red zone. 4 for 4, 37 yards, and 3 touchdowns. It doesn't get much better than what he did against the Bucs.
He was decisive.
Now, granted,
it's
against the Bucs.
Yeah.
Thank
and
you.
And the Bucs allowed the 5th most passing touchdowns of any defense in the National Football
Ain't
League.
The
so I don't know how much we learned about the Dallas Cowboys and Dak Prescott coming off of that game in the wild card.
And, CeCe, that was my biggest point the other day when we came on the show Tuesday talking about this. You know, you have Booger McFarland out there saying on his tweet, "Let's stop all the questions about Dak." And I'm like, hold on a second. Dak is a good quarterback.
Yeah.
Okay?
But that's not the conversation about
Dak. The conversation for us is around, is this team going to reach their potential with Dak, which means getting to an NFC championship game? So coming off that Bucs game, do you have more confidence, less confidence, or maybe the same in Dak and the Cowboys now going up to San Francisco against the 49ers?
You're trying to box me in.
That's a very good question.
I'm
trying to ask a detailed question.
That's a very good question. I'm going to reframe it a little bit.
Okay.
We just saw Dak Prescott play his best game as a pro. He's going to have to play even better than that in San Francisco if they're going to pull off the upset.
Do you have confidence he can play better than that?
I don't know, Jay. Okay. I mean, how can you have confidence in something you've never seen? That's the question.
I've ever seen him do is play well in the playoffs.
Yeah,
that's all I've ever seen him do. I've only seen him play well in the playoffs. His best game up until this point was in the playoffs against Green Bay.
Yeah.
So this is different now. He's trending in the right direction, I understand everybody. And I'm picking San Francisco to come out of the NFC if they get past Dallas. Okay? Now, I understand that we're looking at their defense is a juggernaut. their defense, last offense they ran up against that was really potent, because I don't count Miami, the Kansas City Chiefs. They unleashed on this defense. So Geno Smith, Dak Prescott is not Geno Smith. Dak Prescott is a better quarterback than Geno Smith. The offense is better than Seattle's offense. So the challenge is going to be there. The offensive line, no matter what the combination looks like for Dallas, they are better than Seattle's offensive line. And that game was a game up until mid-third quarter. Chris. So let's slow it down on San Francisco's just going to run through the Cowboys because the Cowboys played an inferior opponent in the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Well, Key, you said a lot there, but I want to go back to you bringing up the Kansas City Chiefs. Do you remember when that game was? It does matter. It was week 8 in the season. Week 8.
Yeah.
The 49ers ain't lost since. It's a completely different team. It's a completely different team, especially on the defensive side of the ball. Because going back to week 8, they had a lot of guys banged up, players in and out of the lineup on both sides of the ball. So I think this is a team that's been reshaped by some of the moves that John Lynch made, including trading for Christian McCaffrey. And now I think it's a different formula for success with all of the pieces that Kyle Shanahan has at his disposal and Brock Purdy playing at the level that he's playing at.
So I take
your point about the Dallas Cowboys offense and how explosive they can be at times and comparing it to the Kansas City Chiefs. But let's be careful when we start talking about what Pat Mahomes did to that 49ers defense and saying that Dak Prescott has that same potential. Because I don't see
absolutely he has the same potential against the 49ers defense. Absolutely. Absolutely
Chris,
he does.
I'm sure a lot of Eagles fans are feeling the way I am as a Giants fan, which is actually, not that I ever root for the Cowboys, but man, if the Cowboys could play traffic cop with the Niners, whoever wins Giants-Eagles, and with Jalen Hurts banged up, the Giants have a shot, that they could get out of the NFC. Like, if the Giants could somehow get out of the NFC this year, that'd be hilarious. Because as Keith said, this isn't even a rebuilding year. This is an evaluation year. But do you think the Cowboys, if they play traffic cop with the Niners, that the winner of the Giants-Eagles could get out of the NFC?
It's hard to see past the San Francisco 49ers and the Philadelphia Eagles. I think those are the two best teams in the conference.
Even if Jalen Hurts is compromised?
Even if Jalen Hurts is compromised. Listen, I don't think Jalen Hurts has to be the focal point of the running game for the Eagles to win a matchup against the Giants. I think he can win from the well. He can win from the pocket. If he can prove that he can deliver the football with accuracy down the field consistently, I think that's all they need going up against the Giants, because outside of the quarterback-led run game, the Giants aren't a dynamic offense. Daniel Jones played out of his mind against the Minnesota Vikings, but we got to be honest. The Minnesota Vikings are trash on defense. That ain't the Philadelphia Eagles. That Eagles defense, they led the league in sacks, in pass rush win rate. They're going to get after it. They got a lot of athletic guys along that defensive front. It's going to be hard for the Giants to run the football because those guys are going to be at full strength. Fletcher Cox, Javon Hargrave, Jordan Davis. I have a hard time seeing a path to victory for the Giants. And then the same thing can be said for the Dallas Cowboys. Like, it's going to take Dak Prescott playing the best game that we've ever seen him play, and the Dallas Cowboys defense being able to force some turnovers on that 49ers offense. And guys, the 49ers as a team lead the league in turnover margin. So good luck with that.
Chris Canty, co-host of Canty and Carlin, 3 to 7 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
He's changed.
He's changed.
Y'all kicking me out?
He's changed. You've changed. Right. We keep it. You've changed. You've changed. Look at the Super Bowl ring.
No, I just wanted to ask you about
fancy clothing.
No. Wow. We'll talk about it later.
Aaron Rodgers. Does he stay in Green Bay?
Well, actually,
in Green Bay.
Not only
Green Bay.
Does he going? He forget about just Green Bay. He says he can still win an MVP wherever he goes. Right?
What?
Are you okay with that? 888 say ESPN.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Allen, Wisconsin, guys, has an issue with Aaron Rodgers' MVP comments. What's up, Al?
If you're going to choose to mention and now insert something, why does it have to be a doggone MVP, which is a personal gratification, an individual Typhoon Award, instead of you being more concerned with getting yourself a championship?
The introduction of Tupac. That was this song.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, it's like, who's this dude?
Stop what you're doing. Because
did you ever see him perform, Max?
Not live, nah.
I did in high school.
Tupac?
Digital Underground. All of them, yeah.
Digital Underground.
Pac, too, though, but the whole Digital Underground, yeah.
Digital Underground was like comedy rap almost, but Pac was this, like, he didn't really fit in, but he was the dude you're like, oh, damn, they found someone who can really do it.
Yeah, he didn't really fit in. It's like this show. Take a look at me and you, and then look at 75. Gotta go. Robert,
hey,
green cap and gray sweatshirt
let's
on.
Be, let's be
5 foot, approximately African American male, approximately 5'10", wearing green cap and sweaty.
Actually, he looks that what you
look
just
at
did.
Jay. Jay Bob, big break here.
Jay is wearing, for those listening on the radio, a hoodie and a green cap, and he looks more like an undercover cop to me than he looks like a. But you know,
looking like an undercover cop is a disguise.
Yeah.
Did you not see traffic?
Yeah, of course.
That's what it looks like. That's what happens. Look at him.
Let's stay away from the negative profiling.
Oh God, stop!
Black men with hats and hoods, okay? Jeez, what are we doing, Keyshawn?
Hey, man. It just looked like you. Whether you black or you white or whatever, it's not your color as much as it is what you're wearing.
What you're wearing.
You look like you're casing the studio right now.
You definitely was there two days before trying to get the lay of the
land. Well, I know where all the cameras are.
This is actually a hostage situation.
Yeah,
I can't leave the studio right now.
I'm not
going
to lie to you. I go into any restaurant, any establishment, I'm like, where are the cameras at? In the corners?
Where are the cameras?
Got to know your awareness, man. Awareness.
I just realized what you
KYP.
Said. The first thing, now that you said that, people are going to say that I am profiling
you. Yeah,
you
profiled, man.
Yeah, you profiled them.
That's what you did.
Yeah,
it's the problem with you people.
Black on black crime. That's what's wrong with you people.
Profiling.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max were presented by Progressive Insurance. Aaron Rodgers said he can win an MVP, but in the short clip that we played, he didn't say anything about winning a Super Bowl. So we have turned it into an entire radio show.
No, you have turned it into an entire radio show.
Jay,
yeah, you.
I think there is something to
it. We all got three different takes on it.
We're sniffing something out here. It's not like it's nothing. Why do we talk about Aaron Rodgers constantly? Not the only player in the world, but we talk about him constantly. Something's going on.
He has his own show with Pat McAfee.
Oh, that's
I just wanted to see. I just would have liked to have heard him say, I'm chasing Super Bowls versus MVP. That's all. That doesn't matter what part of the interview it was. That's all I wanted to hear.
So
it doesn't mean that he's not. I'm just talking about from a public perspective. If he says that, it's a different conversation. You don't have callers calling in and saying, I don't like what Aaron Rodgers said, like the young man in Maryland.
Do people hear it like you, like me, like Jay? Lynn in Nevada, you're on with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Aaron Rodgers has not had the same opportunities that Tom Brady. No one in the NFL has the same opportunities as Tom Brady. So to have him as the standard is incorrect. Aaron Rodgers, he just lost his best receiver, and now he has young pups in there. If they had kept Devontae Adams and not sent him to Las Vegas, thank you very much, he would have been able to probably have a Super Bowl this year. Obviously, Aaron Rodgers wants a Super Bowl. For him to say MVP is not out of any kind of context, because we all know he wants a Super Bowl. And for him to say MVP, if Tom Brady would have said that, you guys would have been eating it up.
But I don't think
you know what the difference is. No, hold on. You know what the difference is there? Is I don't believe that Tom Brady would have said MVP. He wants another MVP. He says another Super Bowl.
Right.
Because he's calculated differently and looked at differently than Aaron Rodgers.
And
I have to say this as you guys
have labeled this thing real quick, though. Because literally there are other clips out there where he talks about, if we're in rebuild mode, I don't want to be a part of rebuild mode. And I have no problem with giving it to Jordan. If we're in reload mode, which is different than rebuild, you're going to bring back Bakhtiari, you're going to bring back Alan Lazard, guys that are key cogs in this wheel for our culture, then that's what I'm about. So he's
Aaron Rodgers, we got to address Devontae Adams, because this caller, Lynn from Nevada, said, hey, if you would have, you know, they didn't send Devontae Adams anywhere. He made up his mind to leave, and a lot of the reporting and speculation, frankly, has been that, well, he did that because he don't want to go through the, you know, Aaron Rodgers ain't sure where he's going to be. He's like, let me get out of here.
Yeah.
So that's actually partly like we judge guys on Aaron Rodgers level, Tom Brady, LeBron James, Kevin Durant. We partly judge them on their GMing skills.
Okay, but are you also going to talk about the fact that they franchise tag him early, Devontae, instead of him getting paid? So it's been like an ongoing theme.
But Packers are not blameless.
But Devontae is not in Green Bay.
I understand that.
Because they didn't want Devontae. He's in Green Bay because he didn't want to be dealing with Aaron Rodgers one foot in, one foot out every other day. If Aaron Rodgers just simply says, I'm playing for the next 5 years, Devontae Adams could still be in Green Bay.
But how's that
he's entitled, Aaron Rodgers is entitled to not give or disclose what his plans are because he doesn't know. That's fine. So that makes Devontae Adams now say, well, since you don't know what you want to do for the next 4 years,
yeah, I'm out.
I know what I'm going to do for the next four. I'm going to Vegas.
In Illinois, you're on with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Mac?
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up, Mac?
What's up, Mac?
What's up, Mac?
The only thing I got to say about Aaron Rodgers is this. I'm a Chicago Bears fan for life. Aaron Rodgers, great talent, won Super Bowl, but the one thing about him is he fed this on to himself, because if you'd have got in OTAs with them young pups and taught them what they needed to be doing, we wouldn't even be discussing it right now. Because for the last 5-6 years, Aaron Rodgers has been on a type of tour that I call himself tour. And he could have easily done what he needed to do, but he loves to do this to us. He loves to just drag us along so he could be the topic of discussion. Mm-hmm. Guys, I love you. I listen to you every morning. Just let me know what you think.
You know, I've come around to the whole OTA offseason thing. I've come full circle back around. Started a year, I didn't think it was that big of a deal. But as the receivers struggled, and I saw other receivers not struggle with new quarterbacks that they were spending time with in the offseason, it made me go, well, maybe if he was, as those receivers picked up later in the year, I said, well, maybe if he did get with him in the offseason, it would have made a big difference.
Yeah, you're adjusting to the facts.
Maybe there's something to game reps, too, for young players. Reps are way different than practice.
But I adjusted to the fact.
There's new information, and so you have to adjust your opinion around it. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Much more of this coming up.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.